Dear friends in Christ, we could probably call today's gospel the gospel of the lost and found. There are three different parables, all with that general theme. The sheep that's lost, and the shepherd goes out to the desert, the wilderness, to look for him and rescue him. The woman who loses the coin, finds it again, celebrates. And most of all, most important of all, one of the best loved parables in the whole of the scriptures, the great parable of the prodigal son. And of course, the main theme of this parable, and of all the parables there, is the mercy of our Heavenly Father. Particularly relevant in this year of mercy, when Pope Francis has asked us all to pay special attention to a deeper appreciation of God's tender mercy towards us sinners. In the parable of the prodigal son, there are three figures. Each one of them could be the subject of a reflection, a meditation, all in its own. The father, the younger son, the prodigal, and the elder brother. The father, of course, represents God the Father. The prodigal son, in a sense, represents all of us, because we're all sinners. We've all turned away from our Heavenly Father in one way or another. We've all probably been to confession with a priest, recognizing our need to come back to God after we've turned away from Him. Often that last of the three figures in the parable, the elder brother, doesn't get too much attention. But he's important because in another way he represents us too. If we think about it, the way he reacts, he's indignant that the father has really rolled out the red carpet and all the festivities for this young, irresponsible, wastrel son who's squandered everything, and now he comes back hanging his head, and instead of being received rather coolly and with a scolding, whatever, oh no, great big festivity for him. I think we could probably say that we can understand that reaction. Maybe we'd react the same way in a similar situation. It's the human way to react. And I think the very point of this parable is to emphasize that God's mercy goes so much further than our human ways of mercy. If we think about the fact that Jesus died for us on the cross while we were yet sinners, as St. Paul says in another scripture verse. He didn't do that for us because we were so good, we were real heroes. No, on the contrary, we did nothing to deserve it. But God should sacrifice himself, becoming one of us, accepting death on a cross. We didn't deserve any of that. And yet he gives us that and so much more, the promise of eternal life. That eternal life is represented in the parable by this festivity, this great party that the father gives for his younger son when he returns home. It's so much more than we could possibly expect or deserve. So in this year of mercy, let's remember how much the Lord has done for us, how much he's willing to forgive anything at all that we've done. If we humbly come back to him, God forgives us. We think particularly, we ask for mercy for those today, we're remembering the terrible disaster of 9/11. Would God forgive terrorists, murderers? Yes, if they return, if they come back to God. Let's pray for those in the world today who are still carrying out acts of terrorism. We think of ISIS and other fanatical jihadists with their delusion that they're doing it for God. How terrible. We pray for them too, as well as the victims. Pray that they can come to an understanding of who God really is. He doesn't want that kind of terrible stuff. We're planning in about 6 weeks from now a parish pilgrimage during the Year of Mercy. It's going to be Saturday, October 29th, about 6 weeks from now, down south to Perryville, where there's a shrine of Our Lady of the Barons and shrine of the Miraculous Medal of Our Lady. It's been designated as one of the church where people can visit during the Year of Mercy. And a special holy door. We special prayers receive an indulgence. We hope lots of you can put that on your calendar and join us. We ought to have 3 years ago, we had a parish pilgrimage to Our Lady of Sorrows in Starkenburg, up a bit closer up here out west. But we want to make this a special parish for our chapel community on October the 29th. And in the meantime, let's ask God again to help us appreciate ever more deeply His wonderful mercy and all that He's done for us while we were sinners. Nothing to deserve this, but He's given us forgiveness and much more, the promise of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.